4VWA Mobile listening. 4 November Delta Kilo. Whiskey 4 November Delta Kilo. How we doing today? This is Steve down in Spartanburg, headed back to Greenville this way.
This is Nate, Charlotte, W4NDK. Hey, doing well. What you doing out there driving around? Traffic decent?
Traffic is fine today. It's not bad at all. Of course, it probably has to do with 10 o'clock in the morning, mid-morning, but it's not too bad. Partly cloudy. It's not bad at all. Was that you I tried to get it yesterday and the propagation kind of killed us?
Yeah, you know, as that tropical storm was passing to our west, it was pushing some strange pressure systems around, and the pressure was dropping, I believe, and I don't know what, I'm not a weather guy, but yeah, it shot the propagation for me.
Yeah, well, you're getting through just fine now. Pretty solid. Just a little bit of white noise in the background, but shoot it. At our range, hey, you're doing good.
Pretty much a straight shot to you guys and up to Hendersonville and up to Mount Mitchell. There's nothing in the way there, and I got a big antenna up real high. So, Steve, it's good going west. Now, if I could work on my northeast propagation from here in Charlotte, that'd be good. Maybe I have to get a beam or something.
Yeah. So what kind of antenna do you have up? Just a straight-up vertical?
Yeah. 2-meter 440, 16-foot, 9-inch. Comet antenna.
Oh, that's a good antenna. Yeah, I've got a Comet 250B, CHA 250B vertical for my HF, and it does real well, except for inside about 250 miles. Anything inside 250 is just, it's non-existent, but outside, oh yeah.
For me, I'll probably be looking back at Comet because I'm very happy with it. How high up do you have to have that for HF? I know some HF doesn't have to be as high.
Well, it's a 24-foot straight up, and I had it up at about 20 feet, so the tip of it was at 44 feet up in the air, and it did great, you know. Matter of fact, I've got it down now. It's I bought it back in July, and I've gone with a different kind of tower, and I got a rotatable dipole now, so I've got that Comet for sale if you're interested.
Hey, let me think about it. I'm not sure if I'm ready to buy anything right now, but I'm still working on my my general, which I should be getting in about a month. So in about a month, I'll be in the market. I've got a thing set for myself to keep me motivated, and I got to study passes. The first, and then I have to pass it, but I want to get that thing passed first. And also, I don't know where I'm going to put it. I got my 16-foot-9 in a tree, because I live in a neighborhood in the middle of Charlotte. So I'd have to put it in a tree, but then it would be blocked partially by the tree on the other side of it.
Back up here to the top of the hill. Now?
Yeah.
Okay. What I did was I just, you know, the top rail of a chain link fence is about 1¾ inches. And I just took 2 10-foot sections of that, mounted it into a little bit of concrete on the ground, and anchored it to the eave of my house, made sure it was plumb, and I put the Comet up at the top of that, and it worked great. And as thin as this thing is going up, I bet you wouldn't even, the neighborhood wouldn't even see it.
Well, let me think about that. Yeah, that might be good. Maybe you could kind of send me a picture so I can understand what you'd done back then. But, yeah, Steve, what's your call sign?
Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. And I'll tell you, that antenna is good for 80, 40, 20, and 10, I believe. Look it up on DX Engineering. It's a Comet CHA 250B. And like I said, it does a ground radials on it.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it. Let me just think. I can't really picture how you're talking about mounting it. I think you're talking about putting a fence post up to the next side of the house and then mount it on top of that. So it. But let me think about that one. I do have an antenna mounted on top of my roof that I don't use, and it's a 2 meter 440 at volume. So I could possibly put something up there.
Okay, well now this does have to be guide. I usually use Dacron rope, and that's all it takes.
Yes, thanks for the information. I wrote that down, Dacron rope. Yeah, well how's it going today? What's new down there?
I am not going to use that four-letter word, but I am going over to do some calibrations on some equipment so that the equipment can be state-certified on an X-ray machine or two. So, anyhow, keeps a little bit of money coming in. I'm semi-retired.
Well, you're talking about salt mine there. Well, I guess salt might be four letters. Yeah, I'm taking a break. I just had a meeting this morning, and I got agitated in the meeting. So, taking a happy break, doing some ham radio stuff. You know, I really enjoy this. I get out real well on most of 75% of the days out to you guys. And I enjoy talking to y'all in Hendersonville and Mount Mitchell. So I got the whole western part of North Carolina and then the upstate of South Carolina covered. And 2 meters 440 sure is a lot of fun this way.
Yep, yep, yep. Now, did you ever get a chance to check out that Spartanburg 440 repeater?
On that Spartanburg repeater, yeah. I don't know if there's a couple. I got them programmed in. I'm not sure if I have a 2 meter or a 440 one programmed in for Spartanburg, but it comes in real clear, real clear. It's almost like it's right next door.
Yeah, that is a really good repeater. That thing is so quiet and so clean. I don't know what they did to it, but they really did a good job on that thing.
You know, I would have gotten out if I'd have put my antenna at the very top of my property in the backyard and run some line down through the yard over to my house. There was one guy that was trying to talk me into that. But where I am, southwest and west, and my house faces southwest, everything's going well. I think if I get up to the northeast side, I'm going to be running into some parking garages and some tall buildings and some hills and stuff, because that's South Park Mall for me.
Well, anytime that you're in a larger city that has you know, buildings over probably 25 stories, you're going to run into a lot of that. And they create major shadows.
I'm going to, you know, I don't have anything 25 stories, but I got a lot of 10-story buildings to the north. To the northeast of me. It may just be land in the way, you know, because I'm down about 80 feet from some of the rest of this Charlotte. But yeah, I got the 147.315 program in for Spartanburg, and that one's real good for me. Let me try the 440 later on today.
All right, well, good deal, bud. Well, I'm going to be destinating here in just about 2 minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and clear off with you. And, do the chill thing on the radio. I always find that to be a relaxing type of thing myself. So, all right, I'll talk to you again soon, and check out that Comet CHA250B. I bet you have it at the right price. And 73s, Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. I'm clear after your final.
Hello, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, 73 to you. Good QSO. Thanks a lot. W4NDK. I'll be clear.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, who we got?
That's Bill, N4WRO. What repeater, what 440 are you talking about in Spartanburg? There's four different ones up there.
It is 442075.
Okay, yeah, that's a K4II repeater.
Oh, let me tell you what, that thing is clean, quiet, no noise. Oh, it's just sweet.
Okay, I heard you talk about it before, and I just, I haven't programmed it in. I'll pop it in this Kenwood after a while, see if I can get it.
Well, I tell you what, it and one other is my go-to repeater when it gets crowded and people popping in on us and I want to have a conversation. You know, I'll tell them, hey, go to that other one over there. And we can go over there, and that thing is just like, that's like sitting next to them. It's just quiet.
Roger that. Okay. I was just down here working on a couple things, and I said, okay, I heard you guys talking. And you had mentioned that repeater once before, but you were talking to somebody else about it. All right, I'll let you go. I got a couple things I got to get done, too. N4WRO.
N-W-R-O. Dick, please do not use that four-letter word around me. I'll spell it. W-O-R-K. I'm allergic to it. 73s, K-N-4, B-W-A, clear.
Okay, bud. N-4-W-R-O.
Quick here. I can't get that 442.075. It's kind of distant for me to go on the 70 centimeters because it doesn't travel as far.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're getting out so well, I thought maybe you might be able to hit that one. But I'll tell you what, like I said, that thing is clean. It is quiet. No noise. So, well, anyhow, hey, I'm jumping out of the truck as we speak. You guys, take it on. K4BWA, clear, guys.
440-450 repeater here in Dallas, North Carolina, sometime. 73.
Up.
Dallas W4NDK.